All right. Hey, everybody. I hope you're doing well today. This is Amy Riccardi. You're watching the Conservative Reality Show. I changed my getup here a little bit more today, and I think I've got it kind of squared away. So again, as usual, my camera's sitting between a couple of monitors where I've got some things going. So I'm going to kind of move some things around here and check it out. So, wow. Okay. So number one, today is Veterans Day. So the first thing I want to say is I absolutely love our veterans, and I want to thank every single one of you who has served in our military. It's an incredible sacrifice. It's an incredible commitment. And I've always felt that. I didn't exactly always understand the degree to which those that serve, or moms and dads that have kids that have made the choice to serve, or spouses. I mean, I get it, but I never really got it. And I'm starting to have those conversations now with my son, who's considering going to a military school. And the heavy weight of that decision. But I just want to really, truly thank you guys for your service, you guys being men and women, for your service. So that's a thing. So thank you very much for your service. I really appreciate that. All right, we're going to jump into what I'm going to call is my a fun topic for me, because I find it just so fascinating that in this case, the Democrats have gone to the absolute crazy lengths that they've gone to in order to truly what I'm going to call kind of subvert our government and sort things out. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist type, so that's not really my thing. But I started recognizing, months ago that there are some really crazy things going on in this world. Actually, let me take a step back. I realized back in 2016, in the summer of 2016, before the last election, some really interesting and crazy things going on in this world. So let me tell you what the biggest one was that I recognized. President Trump came out here into Northern Virginia and did a big rally out here in Leesburg, Virginia. The lines were enormously long. People waited hours and hours and hours to pack an event location that they had it at. And he gave a speech and came back, watched the coverage of it at night, and watched the incredible disparity between what he had said on site at that location and watching it in full context, and then coming back and watching the news media coverage and literally hack apart a sentence or two and completely change the meaning of it. And I think at that point in time, I was kind of on the fence. Well, I wasn't necessarily on the fence, but I wasn't fully jumped off into the Trump bandwagon at that point. And I think after I watched that, I really realized, like, oh my God, the media has lost it. They've literally lost it. Like, what in the world is this that's happening right now? So from then on, I've been enormously skeptical of our news media organizations. And I am full on in with Trump when he says that, you know, this is just a lot of corruption and it's just fake news, because everything that's transpired after his election with him and all of the stuff that's going on right now is truly evil, what the media is doing. And obviously I'm on a platform now that is not being censored. I've moved over to, and I'm spending probably of all of my social media time, which isn't a huge amount, I'm probably spending a good 80 to 90% of my time now in MeWe, Parler, and doing my videos in Rumble. So again, those are some great tools. And let me just explain for those of you who are relatively new to all this, what those differences are if you're not familiar. So Parler is the equivalent of, I'm going to call it the free media equivalent of Twitter. So you can go in and make longer posts than Twitter. So it's sort of like a kind of a combination between Instagram and Twitter, but it's more Twitter-like, I would say. So you can post graphics, you can post longer posts than Twitter, but not full on articles. There is a text limit in the entry. So Parler is a lot like Twitter. MeWe is a Facebook equivalent. So you can go in, you can create groups, you can do posts, you can do longer posts, you can interact with that platform a lot like a basic version of Facebook. Now, my guess is MeWe and Parler and Rumble is like the YouTube version. It's like a YouTube. You can post long format videos in there. And so you'll see a lot of folks in there now creating videos just like this, taking that and then moving it over to into Rumble and then distributing it through Rumble. So I figured out how to use all these in a couple of hours. Pretty simple, straightforward. I've been on Parler since June just to kind of check it out. And I'm really liking it now. Parler is now the number one app downloaded, and Newsmax is the number one news app that's being downloaded right now. I'm going to talk about that in this show. So there's three things we're going to talk about today. I want to hit all three of them. One, I want to talk about the Democrats' war game for this election. I'm going to talk about the craziness that they did. And they've made all this, by the way, public. So I'm going to share with you some of those resources. The psychological operations that are happening behind the scenes here now to all of us. And I just want you to be aware that you're part in and a pawn in a really sick Democratic game right now. And then I want to also give you some really great resources of what I'm looking at right now news-wise to gather information that is outside of the mainstream media and what that looks like and then how I'm discerning all of that. So that's literally what I'm doing. That's what I'm going to go through really quickly. Hopefully in about 10, 15 minutes, I want to just hit up some key things. So I am sure a lot of you all here have never heard of the organization called the Transition Integrity Project. I hadn't either, but just so you know, sitting behind my camera right now is a 22-page PDF document. I will link it down below in the show notes so you can go get it yourself, the actual document. I found it in a few minutes this morning. I've seen pieces and parts of it. I've listened to several different shows talking about this, but I actually went and downloaded the document. I have not gotten through all 22 pages because it just makes my stomach turn. And I'm not going to go into the details of it, but I want to explain to you what this is and why it is so freaking scary to me. And it is the basis for what's happening right now in this country. And I want you to understand this. Okay. So the background of this, and I'm going to read a little bit from the documents just so you understand. So the Transition Integrity Project, and the acronym is TIP, was launched in late 2019 out of concern that the Trump administration may seek to manipulate, ignore, undermine, or disrupt the 2020 presidential election and transition process. TIP takes no position on how Americans should cast their votes or on the likely winner of the upcoming election. That's BS. Either majority party candidate could prevail at the polls on November without resorting to dirty tricks. That's in quotes, by the way. However, the administration of President Donald Trump has steadily undermined core norms of democracy and the rule of law and embraced numerous corrupt and authoritarian practices. All right, blah, blah, blah. They don't like Trump. Got it. This is not, even though they say it's a nonpartisan group, no, this is a group of Democrats led by Obama and Biden and all of the Democratic big players in the Democratic Party and rhinos. So Republicans in name only, the Lincoln Project people, all of these people that really pretty much hate Trump. So you have, you know, in your divide, you have all the MAGA Trump people, at, you know, politically and otherwise out there, a huge trench. And then you've got all the other people that are on the other side of this. So those people over here decided they're going to war game out a scenario where several different scenarios. So first they brainstorm, okay, well, what could possibly happen? And they kind of put it into a couple, you know, kind of three big buckets. And then they took each one of those and broke it down into a game plan in this document here. So it's It's a well-written document. It is incredibly thorough, and they talk exactly about what's going to happen right now and what's, you know, what's going on and what's actually happening right now in this country is in this document. And I have to believe they've put it in writing. The Democrats have put so much stuff out there. They've told us exactly what they're going to do. And what's fascinating about it is they've told us in a way, they've like, this is like such a gaslighting scenario. It's just so incredibly demented. They've taken what they're actually going to do, projected it onto President Trump, spun the story around, and are spitting it back out. All right. So in here, they're talking about Trump contesting the election results. Why would Trump contest the election results? Because the Democrats are rigging the system. So, you know, so here's number one. So top line findings are here. They're number one. I'm going to read it straight from here. It says, campaign decisions about whether to contest the election are likely to be politically Campaign decisions about whether to contest the election are likely to be political calculations rather than calculations based on legal rules alone. Okay? BS. They're not political calculations. You all are actually cheating and you're actually getting caught. But the spin on this is that it's going to, that what Trump is doing is going to be based on political calculations, not on the facts and the data. Okay, whatever. Number two, a close and contested election may be resolved through the exercise of power, not through the courts. Oh boy. Okay. I don't even know where to exactly go with that one because, to be perfectly honest with you, it's a pretty screwed up concept, to be honest with you. I sit here and I read this one and it really throws me for a loop. Because if you go through and you read these actual, the data behind all this, or their bullet points behind all this, God, it is just like, it's crazy. What I will say that it's fascinating in here is they actually talk about Fox News and right-wing social media echoing and amplifying pro-Trump messages. What's really funny is Fox News took themselves out of this game. They took themselves out of this war game scenario on their own, which I find fascinating, right? Because as of election day, nobody's watching Fox News anymore. We're watching, maybe we might watch Tucker, Hannity, and Laura Ingraham, and that's it. Otherwise, their ratings have gone into the toilet, down the drain, and out to wherever in God's name the toilet trash goes, because Fox News is like basically been canceled by the right, which is, I think, freaking awesome. But they literally took all of the predictions that these people did about Fox News playing a role, that Fox News has taken themselves out of the game on this, which I find it really hysterical. I'm also very curious about that too. But anyway, I totally digress on this. So, yeah. They talk about the fact that, I love this one, by the way, an incumbent unbound by norms, President Trump has a huge advantage. Yeah, he does, because he's not been paid off and he's not part of the swamp. So, yeah, you're unbound by norms, as if that's a bad thing. I'm loving that, by the way. I think that's why we all love Donald Trump at this point. Number four here is a show of numbers in the streets and actions in the streets may be decisive factors in determining what the public perceives as a just and legitimate outcome, right? So in this case, I think their complaint is this time around, unlike in the past, Republicans, MAGA folk, are going to, Trump supporters, we can call them whatever you want, are going to probably this time get out in the streets. And they're worried about that because that's going to change the perception of what's actually going on versus just being a bunch of Democrats out there rioting or peacefully protesting without masks and all that jazz. You know, those folks are going to be out in the, those people are normally out in the streets, and that projects that the Democrats are doing great. But if things like what's supposed to happen this weekend, a massive massive show of support for Donald Trump in DC, if that actually comes to bear, that changes the, you know, that has the ability to change the mindset, because the narrative in mainstream media that all of our friends are hearing right now is that hands down, without question, Joe Biden is the president-elect. And this is just all smoke and mirrors by the Trump side. They're not seeing all the stuff that we're all seeing and getting. They're just completely oblivious to it, I think. So, or completely aware of the cheating and whatever, but that's a whole nother deal. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of other stuff in here. This document exists. They literally sat down, these big Dem and Rhino folk, and sorted out scenario game planning for what would happen in this election based under four different things. A Trump landslide, a Biden landslide, Trump won't concede, and then kind of a nuclear kind of issue option, which isn't going to happen either. So anyway, I want you to be aware of the wargaming going on, because they've actually planned this. They've actually planned this. And what's happening right now is actually playing out with the summaries. Here we go. I just found the Appendix C has the game summaries in it. So there's four. So game summary number one is an ambiguous result. Can't determine by the elections who actually won, which is kind of where we're at right now. But they've played this a little bit differently. Game number two, which didn't happen, although they want to tell you it did happen, is a clear Biden victory, right? Game number three is a clear Trump win. And game four is a narrow Biden win. So maybe they're playing out scenario four probably a little bit more. We can go down here. This literally, and then below here it says game number one, ambiguous result. And it like game plans out exactly what's going to wind up happening. Let's scroll down here too. The very bottom of this page and get to, the last section of this report, which I love, is called Will Trumpism Survive of a Trump Loss? I want to go just into that alone in a whole different show, because I think the answer to that is hell yeah, but we'll see. I think that's hysterical. All right, so let's go back here to Game four, a narrow Biden win. I'm just going to read the top line here on this. It says, the final scenario explored a narrow Biden win where he leads with less than 1% of the popular vote the day after the election and is predicted to win 278 electoral votes. Let's see what actually winds up coming out and see how that number goes. Trump's going to win by like 300 when all this is done. Like, I think this is going to be a landslide. Fox News is among the major networks that called the election for Biden. This is their scenario, by the way. Fox News, which is funny because this actually happened. Fox News is among the major networks that called the election for Biden, though the Trump campaign does not concede, setting up an intense competition that concludes with an uneasy and combative but ultimately successful transition. Okay. And then there's turn one, turn two, and turn three. So kind of what's going to happen with this. So, all right. So here's what I want to say about this. This document, I'm going to go back to the very top here really quickly. And my camera is right in the way of my screen. So let me grab it. Okay, here we go. This document was written on August 3rd of this year, August 3rd, 2020. It's called Preventing a Disrupted Presidential Election in Transition. It's a 22-page document of the Transition Integrity Project, which was created in June of 2020. That's when they convened this bipartisan group. So in June, they convened this group of over 100 current and former senior government and campaign leaders, blah, 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 craziness. So they've wargamed this out. If you haven't heard about this yet, you've been under a rock or you've been listening to mainstream media, because they haven't really been covering this. Although Washington Post did pick this up and did talk about this, I want to say it may be in late July, the report came out in August, late August and maybe September timeframe. And, you know, actually, you know what? I'm looking at the link right now. The Washington Post article came out on the 9th, September 3rd of 2020 to talk about it. So anyway, I'm going to link all this stuff up. You can go in and read it yourself. I don't expect you to trust me on this, but what I will tell you is it's all here. It's all here in black and white. The Democrats have created the game plan of exactly what they're going to do in these different scenarios. And it's all right here in black and white. They've also been out talking about this stuff. When Nancy Pelosi talks about using the 25th Amendment, and in her words says, not for Trump, but in case a future president has a stroke, of which Biden has had two, they're going to use that to remove him from office. I think I think it's a huge if that he's going to be president of this country, but let's just say something weird happens and he is. I think they're going to use the 25th Amendment to take him out in the first quarter of this next year. I don't even think it's going to get to the summer before they take him out, because they know they only have 4 years to get their radical agenda through, because in 2024, we're going to demolish the Democratic Party in the political sphere. If it doesn't get righted now, it will get righted later. And I think they know that. And I think that they're going to get rid of Biden super fast. I don't even think he's going to be here 3 months before they get rid of him. I mean, my option 2 is 6 months, but I honestly don't think they don't even want to waste that kind of time, right? They don't even want to waste that kind of time. All right. So the next piece on here really quickly, all of this stuff is leading up to and is going on right now, which is all of this psyops or psychological operations, all of the crazy stuff that the mainstream media is trying to convince us of, that we all know on our side anyway, is completely false. I need you to understand and acknowledge that we're being manipulated. This entire country is being manipulated by the liberal media in ways that are so far demented that I can't even recognize our press anymore. It's insane. I have an undergraduate degree from the University of North Texas, and I wrote for our student paper for a couple of years back in the 90s. And my professor that ran our student news, that was our editor of our student newspaper, worked at the Dallas Morning News, and the man was highly respected and he was a great journalist. And I wrote about politics in Texas at the time, specifically about legislative issues going on that affected college students or students in the state. Texas is a big state and has millions of college students. And I wrote a lot about the legislation that was coming through in Austin and how that was impacting college. And he was such a brilliant professor, such a brilliant professor, and so, so good at, you know, making sure that I kept all of my journalistic viewpoints, personal viewpoints and politics out of every one of my stories. And I wrote it very, very even-handedly. So today when I watch, and they're not even journalists, they're editorialized journalists, they're editorial people going and spewing their viewpoints, it just literally is like nails on a chalkboard. It's like, I got in so much trouble for doing this when I was in college, and I got really, my whole brain got reshaped on how to cover news, that I'm just shocked that this even happens right now. I'm just shocked. So I want to talk to you about where I'm going right now. And I see something popped in my show notes here that is not for this section. All right. So six things I'm watching right now, six places I'm going right now to get news and information. So when it comes to straight news and information on the television, I'm pretty much going to Newsmax, and then I'm watching Tucker Hannity and some of Laura Ingraham at night. That's it. I'm not turning on Fox News at all whatsoever. Apparently yesterday, which would have been November 10th, they made a declaration they're not going to have any more Trump campaign people on the network. No more discussion of the elections on their network. I don't understand. I have some suspicions, but I'm not going to go there on that, of what's going on with them. But they basically have completely cut out the Trump campaign folks at this point in time and any discussion of what's going on. So the only place you're going to get that would be those three in the evening. And Tucker and Hannity have been on it pretty hardcore, which I love. I don't think they're going to be there very long, but whatever. The Fox News numbers have literally tanked, which is so brilliant. The second one is OAN. I don't get OAN News Network here, although I used to, and I don't anymore, but I do get Newsmax. So I don't know if OAN has gone completely web or not. I think it has, but that's the only way I can get it is either on the app or online. So I do that now. I am paying a lot of attention locally on Sirius XM to Patriot Radio. Not listening to Fox anymore, obviously, because they're not putting anything useful out there. So I go to Patriot Radio on Sirius. That's XM channel 125. Of course, I am listening to the great one, Rush Limbaugh, for sure. So here locally for us on the East Coast here in DC, it's 105.9. He's on from 12 to 3 Eastern time. That's who I listen to. And I want to listen to as much Rush as I can get. God bless that man and his struggles right now. And he is just so committed to us and working, you know, his shows around his cancer treatment. So, I mean, honestly, God bless that man. Again, I talked about Tucker and Carlson and Hannity, as long as they can speak freely, which is my side note on here. And then I actually am paying now for a subscription to Blaze TV. A lot of really great folks are on there. I like the intellectual approach that Glenn Beck has on his shows. I think that for as, I'm going to say sensational, but I don't really know if that's how I would describe it, but he's a character and I love characters. So I can do Glenn Beck, but I love his show. He's got a lot of really interesting stuff. And the great thing is I actually heard a bunch about the Transition Integrity Project from one of his shows initially, and then went and did my own digging as well. So he's got some really good stuff that he's been talking about. Some of it I think is a little bit much, but honestly, I'm a big girl and I can weed through that. And then finally, this has been an incredible find. Online, on the internet, on YouTube, if you go find Charlie Kirk, he's doing the Charlie Kirk Show live in the evenings on YouTube as a live stream from like 8 to 10 p.m. or so Eastern. Oh my gosh, you know Charlie Kirk. He's the young guy, the head of Turning Point, the founder of Turning Point USA. You see him and Candace Owens a lot together doing stuff. His show has been phenomenal. He has this huge whiteboard and they've been pinging off on this whiteboard all of the details of the crazy going on with the elections and the counts and the polling integrity issues and all kinds of stuff. So they've been hitting hard on the details of what's actually transpiring right now. So, and plus they're just hugely entertaining. So he's bringing on people at night about 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern or so. Look up his stuff on his site, charliekirk.com. Love him. And yeah, that's that. So again, I'm going to throw all my show notes up. The videos are posting directly into Rumble. So if you go to rumble.com, you'll see it. I take the link and I'm posting it out on social media. I am not putting it on YouTube. I'm not putting them on Facebook. I'm not putting them on Twitter. I'm not putting them on Instagram. So you're not going to find it over there. You're only going to find it through Parler, MeWe, and Rumble directly if you want to see this stuff. So if you like the content, and I hope you do, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. If you could share this with friends, share the link, or just send them to my page on MeWe. Again, it's Conservative Reality Check. So make sure you check it out. Thanks, you guys. Have a good one.